I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1930. That was the day Dolores Huerta was born in the mining town of Dawson, New Mexico. When her parents divorced, she moved with her mother to Stockton, California. It was there that Dolores experienced firsthand the discrimination that too often shaped Mexican immigrant children's daily lives. She studied to become a teacher. As a teacher, she was greatly disturbed by the poverty of the farm workers' children that came into her classroom. She decided to leave teaching to organize farm workers. So strong was her conviction, she made this decision to leave her secure job even though she had children of her own and the organizing position was unpaid. She partnered with Cesar Chavez to form the National Farm Workers Association, a predecessor of the United Farm Workers. She served as vice president of the UFW until 1999. She was a key organizer in the successful California Grape Boycott of the 1960s. That boycott won first-time union recognition for thousands of farm workers. In 1975, she was instrumental in the passage of the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act. In 1988, she was at a rally in San Francisco against the proposed policies of presidential candidate George H.W. Bush. The police violently broke up the protest. Police broke her ribs. They beat her so badly, she had to have her spleen removed. When she won a judgment against the police, she donated her settlement to farm workers. In 2011, she was awarded the National Medal of Freedom for her life of sacrifice for social justice. Several songs, or corridos, have been written in her honor, including this one by popular band Los Lobos.
En Dawson, Nuevo México, el 10 de abril, nació Dolores Huerta. Nadie se lo imaginaba que ella iría encabezar.
Labor History in 2, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.